Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Christopher Baum. He's the president and CEO of the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority. We're going to be talking about slogans. And on today's pundit panel, we have Ellie Lopez Bolin, Chip Evans, and Connie McMullen. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager. Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest, of course, is Chris Baum. He's the head of the RSCVA. Chris, I wanted to talk to you today about slogans and marketing campaigns for tourism destinations. Now, you and the RSCVA recently came up with a new slogan for the Reno Tahoe area. It's All Seasons, A Thousand Reasons. Can you break this down, maybe word for word, why this is such a good slogan?
Yeah, you know, if you look at slogans for most resort areas in America, they tend to be sort of nothing statements like, come on in, or we'll be waiting for you. That doesn't really educate people. And we have a destination that has a wonderful product, but is not as well known nationwide as we want it to be. So we wanted to make sure that our slogan just wasn't some set of catchy words that made somebody feel good, but it really educated people. And so All Seasons, a lot of resort destinations are three-season or two-season resorts. They really are not functional 12 months a year. We are here in Northern Nevada. And then A Thousand Reasons. We are putting together right now in our marketing department a list of 1,000 solid things you can do in the Reno, Sparks, North Lake Tahoe area. And the fact is, I've worked in every major resort area in the country in my career, and most destinations could not put that list together. They offer golf and dining and a spa, but there's a very short list of what most resorts offer. This destination's incredible in the variety of things we have to do. So, All Seasons, 1,000 Reasons, we can deliver on it. It's easy to remember. The rhyming helps you remember it. I've had many people walk up to me and say, I love the new slogan, and they've been able to repeat it. Most destinations, people have trouble remembering what the slogan is. They kind of get it right. Even Vegas, which is a wildly successful one, people usually say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It's actually what happens here stays here. So people kind of modify their minds. So we want to make something that we think people will remember and that actually says something to them that has value.
Okay, it seems though that a slogan is only like the tip of the iceberg an overall marketing campaign, but it seems like it's the most public aspect of any marketing campaign, and it can, that little item can make or break the whole deal.
Well, yeah, it's true. To the layman, the slogan is your marketing. The reality is, as you say, it's the tip of the iceberg. We have marketing campaigns that put across all sorts of complex ideas to different market segments, and those are ultimately more important than what the tagline on the bottom of the page is. But to a layman who doesn't work in marketing every day, that's the one thing they remember, and kind of from a consumer's perspective, don't squeeze the Charmin or other slogans you've grown up with. That's kind of what people think of for marketing, but it's much more complex than that.
Okay, now, of course, All Seasons, A Thousand Reasons is a slogan that replaced Reno, Tahoe, USA, Far From Expected. Now, this came from political turmoil. Why doesn't Far From Expected work?
Well, you know, I've been doing this for 38 years, and I've done a lot of branding for hotel chains and the travel industry. The problem with Far From Expected is it uses terms that are negative. And so far from implies inconvenient. Expected is the norm. So you've chosen words with that statement that say basically you're far from the norm. There's an underlying current of negativity to it, I believe, from my perspective. Mm-hmm. If you took that same concept and said close to perfection, which is three words that are kind of put in a more positive light, it actually, I think, would be a much better slogan. I still don't think it says enough about this destination, but far from expected, I think the words that were chosen have an underlying negativity to them that I think probably works against it.
Okay, well, you know, it came out because the slogan that was attached originally to the marketing campaign was extremely criticized by Mayor Bob Gischel, who has a lot of juice in town, and that slogan was a little west of center, and you know, I kind of like that, and some other marketing professionals liked it too. What did you think of a little west of center?
I think it's too much subject to interpretation. And sometimes if things have multiple meanings and they're all positive, that's fine. But in this case, I think people, this is a relatively conservative part of the West, and left of center to a lot of people implied that we were liberal or extreme in our viewpoints or kind of wacky. And I think that that's not really true. Now, we've got all kinds here, and we've got lots of great variety and different perspectives, but I'm not sure you really want to peg yourself as being on an extreme. And the center is maybe what the average American would consider themselves to be. So I think it brought up a lot of emotions because it had other meanings that some people read into it immediately.
Right.
I obviously wasn't here, but if somebody had said to me, do you think that's a good idea, I would have said no.
Well, you hit the nail on the head because that's exactly why Mayor Gischel didn't like it. Now, that was replacing an old slogan that was here from the RSCVA called Reno, America's Adventure Place, and that seemed like it was so vanilla. Maybe your comments on America's Adventure Place.
Well, that one, I think that one is probably the best of the three, but the problem with that one is it's kind of a narrow positioning. And if you're America's Adventure Place, then if you're somebody who likes to relax on vacation, maybe you think it's not for you, because Adventure Place implies you know you're going to be out there skiing, and you're going to be out there snowboarding, and you're going to be out there water skiing and doing all sorts of action sports, even hiking. For a lot of people, that's not really what they're looking for on vacation. So we want to be accommodating of everyone, and by saying America's Adventure Place, you're kind of putting yourself in as a niche place for more aggressive sports.
Okay, one last question before the break. There's a proliferation of gaming across the nation. There's only two states that don't have some sort of gaming. So when you try to, is that tough to market Reno and its gaming that doesn't seem to have a lot of legs, but then you have to balance it out with all these powerful families that run the casinos in the area and that have some juice in the RSCVA?
Well, when I was hired, had a lot of conversations with the CEOs of our top properties, and they all realize that the gaming model that built this town for tourism doesn't work anymore. If you have to drive by Indian casinos in California to get here from our number one market, you've got to be coming for another reason than gaming, because it's a lot closer to home if that's all you want to do. So right now, 90% of our marketing doesn't even mention gaming. If you look at our new video, if you look at the ad campaigns we have out in the convention business, that we have out in the leisure business in Northern California, mostly it's about going to spas and activities and museums and festivals. Our summer lineup of special events is second to none in this country. There are a lot of folks who maybe haven't been around as much as I have. I can guarantee you, there is no other resort town in America that has as many high-profile, high-volume, high-attended special events as we have here in Reno Sparks. And that's an incredible asset to us, because that pumps business in here in the summertime that other destinations have to get just with their regular attractions.
Okay. Chris, let's stop it right here. When we come back, I want to ask you about some slogans at the statewide level.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Chris Baum of the RSCVA right after these few words.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back. We're with Chris Baum. He's the president and CEO of the RSCVA. Now, Chris, Governor Sandoval said that in the spring, the state of Nevada will also announce a new marketing slogan, but their marketing slogan will also encompass not only tourism, but economic development. Is that a little bit too much to ask for a slogan?
Well, it probably is, but most states try to do the same thing. And I'm a travel commissioner, so I serve on NCOT, and I've been part of that process. And fortunately, we chose a fantastic marketing firm. Bursa Marsteller and Young & Rubicam, their sister company, are doing the work. And I have personal firsthand knowledge of having worked with them in the past. And they're top notch. So I'm sure we'll find a great solution. It is challenging, though, to try and make something for a certain type of appeal work for another type of appeal. And so you have to be really good to find something that sort of splits the difference without weakening the impact on either side.
Okay. Did you mention that the state is hiring a firm to take care of this?
Well, Burson Marsteller has been hired. We went through a process and looked at marketing firms. They applied from all over the country, and Burson Marsteller is an international company. They did a fantastic job. I was one of the people who reviewed the proposals, and they were just, I've been doing this for a long time. It was the best I've ever seen. So I know we have talented people working on it, and we've got a very smart group of people on the Travel Commission, and the Lieutenant Governor is very actively involved, and Claudia Vecchio, our new Travel Director. So we're all working together on this. We want to make sure we get it right because, frankly, Northern Nevada has a lot to gain from this. Our friends in the South, Vegas, they've got a big budget. They're well-known internationally. As this destination tries to position itself and break through all the clutter, this state campaign can disproportionately help the Northern Nevada side of the business. And, you know, if they're the 800-pound gorilla in Las Vegas, we're the orangutan here, but we're the next biggest entity in the state. And so a good campaign for Nevada is going to expose people to our part of the state in a way that I think will be very helpful.
Okay, let's talk about that 800-pound gorilla of Las Vegas. And, you know, one of the greatest slogans ever imagined in marketing was "What happens here stays here." It has a little bit of naughtiness to it.
Well, it does, and I can guarantee you there were some interesting arguments going on behind closed doors when that was first proposed, because I'm a lot of people looked at that and said, there's no way that we can say that about our destination because it's going to offend a lot of people. But the fact of the matter is, if you're easily offended, Las Vegas may not be the place for you. And I say that in a positive way because it's built itself on a reputation of you can let yourself go here. And I think it was a brilliant positioning for them, but it was risky. It brings up the point too, market research very often will get you off track. If they had put that in front of a bunch of consumers, a lot of them would have said negative things about it, and they might have backed off on it. So sometimes you have to go with your gut. I think they did, and it paid off for them.
Okay, you also went with your gut on this All Seasons, A Thousand Reasons, because you guys came up with this. You didn't hire some high-priced marketing firm to come up with it, correct?
That's right. No, they hired me because of my marketing expertise, so I figured for me to go out and hire a marketing firm to tell me what to do, if I'm supposed to be a marketing expert, may not make sense. So we developed it internally, and we didn't do any market research other than what I consider the purest kind. We painted on the side of our 1951 Willys promotional vehicle. We debuted it at a press event. We didn't even mention it, and it was out there all summer long, and people kept on sending us emails, coming up to us, calling us, and saying, "I love the new slogan." Well, we didn't tell anyone it was our new slogan. We just put it on the side of a vehicle and drove it around to different special events where a lot of people saw it. So I think that's pretty pure. If you don't ask people's opinion and they tell you they love something, I think that says this thing has real legs to it. And we don't intend to change this the slogan anytime soon. I would hope that 10 years from now we're still All Seasons, A Thousand Reasons.
Okay, let's go back to the original slogan for Reno. It was the biggest little city in the world. I love that. Why don't you use that?
Well, first of all, we represent all of Washoe County. So we're Reno, Sparks, North Lake Tahoe, a big territory. And that is specifically for the city of Reno. So we love it. We use it. It's on our new brochure we're printing right now for the convention market. We don't shy away from it. It's just that that's kind of a subset of the destination we represent. So we've got the city of Reno with that slogan, and that's cool. But, you know, in the group market for meetings and conventions, more than you know is what our slogan is. Because for convention planners, most of them have no idea what our facilities are, what our pricing structure is, the kind of events you can put on here. So we use different slogans for different purposes, but once again, the concept behind the marketing is more important than the actual slogan. If we get the concept across.
Chris, we got to cut it off there. Thank you very much for coming.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back with our Power Pundit Battle panel right after these few words.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
Are you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact Carrie Walker if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities.
When you've been hurt in an accident and lying in a hospital bed, there's a term we've all heard, bedside manner. Now, we want the doctor, as you do your attorney, to be aggressive, knowledgeable, and able to fix what's wrong.
But you need to be treated with respect and compassion in the process. I'm attorney Chad Golightly. You need confidence knowing that your attorney will be there when you call, that guidance to the legal process will be made easy, and that you and your family's best interest will be put first.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
To beat the best poker players and the biggest celebrities in a heads-up poker tournament would be anyone's dream. Now, WSOP.com will make that dream come true for one lucky viewer. Watch News 4 at 4 and 11 for a special code, then log on to WSOP.com. Download the free poker game, enter the special code, and you'll be entered to win the last seat in the $25,000 buy-in National Heads-Up Poker Championship, presented by WSOP.com.
Enhance your News 4 experience with social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or circle us on Google Plus, and keep your finger on the pulse of everything that's going on in your world.
News 4, taking social media by storm.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to our all-star pundit panel. Today's guests include Connie McMullen, publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. Welcome to you, Connie. Chip Evans, the former chairman of the Washoe Democratic Party and the host of Get Real America radio show. And Ellie Lopez-Bolin, community activist. Welcome to y'all.
Thank you.
Good morning, Ray.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I was reading the Las Vegas Sun yesterday, and there's two Nevada lawmakers, first-year assemblywoman Michelle Fiore and longtime State Senator Don Gustafson, are both supporting bills that would let university students carry guns on campus after the shootings we've had here. What do you think of that rule or that proposal, Connie?
You know, I really have reservations about that because so many dynamics could happen in that situation and in crowds. People sometimes act out not like they normally would. Maybe if there was extensive training, you know, when you carry a gun, you have to go through some education anyway. So maybe beyond that, rather than seeing guns in school settings, I would like to see more mental health funding and counselors on campus. I think that's really important. Catching it first as a preventative and then reacting on the back end later.
Okay, Chip?
You know, I'm not in favor of having a gun-rich environment on college campuses. You know, one of the biggest distinguishers between the gun issue are those that live out in rural areas and those that live in urban areas. And urban areas are gun-rich environments, you know. And that's not the place you want to be. That's right. The place where guns get abused. That's the place where those extra murders happen. That's the place where those impulse killings happen. And so, you know, I can understand somebody that lives out in the country, relatively low population, low, saying, well, geez, if we all just had an extra gun, it'd be great, right? But it's not like that. And we ought to really look to the cities. You know, there are places where there are lots of guns. Is that what we want?
I think we're definitely going to have to revisit that bill proposal, given what happened in Connecticut and all the other shootings that we have seen in the last few years. To give access to students, I'm not so sure is the right answer. UNR, for example, and I think UNLV also have campus police. I believe they're armed. So to just have guns running around the university makes me very nervous, and I graduated from there. I don't think I needed a gun.
Well, Connie, should we boost the number of campus police we have at our schools and universities?
Well, that's a possible thought. I know I had two girls on campus during the Deanna Brennison incident, and there was that reverse 911 where they give them an alert. All the students on campus get that. I love that. That all my girls got it and reacted to it accordingly. But there may be a place for people who are professional. That may be a place for them to be. Maybe up that. Certainly, I grew up in the Chicago school system, and security was in some parts of my school at certain times. I grew up during the civil unrest and the Vietnam War, and we did have that.
You know, I'm worried about the position that having a lot of people on campus with guns puts the law enforcement people into. Normally, if there's a shooting on campus, who are the law enforcement people looking for? The guy with the gun. And, you know, so now I'm a bystander with a gun out. Well, you know, how are the police supposed to respond to that? I think it sets them up for real problems.
Or is there an answer, Ellie? I mean, it seems we go round and round.
I mean, I think I like your proposal of let's examine more campus police. I think they do a good job at the university, and you're right, during the Denison murder, and there was also a rape at UNR. They increased their visibility. I was up there recently. They have more buses to take you around from parking lots and to your car and to your parking. So I think they've upped the ante, UNR, as to safety issues.
Okay, let me change the subject for a minute. Chip, I wanted to start with you on this. There's an election anomaly that I don't understand. In the race for Congressional District 2, we had Sam Kopnick and we had Mark Amadei. Kopnick got 36% of the vote, hardly did any campaigning. He didn't have much of a campaign, got 36% of the vote. Amadei, to win that seat in a special election, ran against Treasurer Kate Marshall, who had a full-blown campaigned very, very hard, had support from Democrats, came away with 36% of the vote. So you have someone who campaigns real hard, gets 36%. Someone who doesn't campaign hardly at all gets 36%. I don't understand it.
Well, I think it's just the dynamics of a special election where that's the focus, and a general election where you've got a lot of party line voters. And I think that's the simple explanation.
Okay. Do you have any explanation for that?
I don't, except for maybe the rules. I know the rules have a big swing on some parties, and name recognition has a lot to do with it. Mark Amadei has a lot of name recognition. He's been around. He's got family up in the Carson Valley area. So I think that plays a lot into it. He's our area's, you know, good old boy. So.
Okay, Ellie, you got the last word on it. You were a candidate.
I was a candidate. And to tell you the truth, I don't understand why someone who campaigned got the same as someone who didn't. You know, like, I kind of felt that I was really knocking on doors and some of my opponents weren't. And yet, I lost. So,
okay.
Rhyme or reason.
Well, we'll end it right there. Happy New Year to all of you.
Happy New Year.
We'll be right back to wrap up today's edition of Nevada Newsmakers right after these few words.
Truckloads and truckloads of mattresses during our huge New Year's truckload mattress sale. Special purchase, low prices on America's favorite mattress brands. Simmons, Serta, Sherwood, every size, every firmness on sale with same day delivery. Get this premium Visco memory foam mattress for just $4.99, or get Serta's Super Pillow Top Laguna Beach mattress set with memory foam for just $6.99. Our huge truckload mattress sale now at More Furniture for Less.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us,
Marty,
people care is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Now there's a knife so sharp you can cut a pineapple in midair. It's the Miracle Blade 3 Perfection Series. You'll get my all-purpose slicer, also rock and chop, my filet and boning knife, my chop and scoop, my paring knife, 4 steak knives, my perfection shears.
But wait, we'll send you a second complete set of knives free. Just imagine, that's now nearly $500 worth of knives for just one payment of only $39.95. So call now.
Attention mothers and fathers of children with birth defects. The antidepressant drug Zoloft has been linked to heart, brain, and spine damage and many other horrible birth defects in newborns.
I'm attorney Bob Goldwater. If this has happened to you or a loved one, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you took Zoloft while you were pregnant and your child was born with a birth defect,
call 1-800-642-7529. That's 1-800-642-7529.
Thanks for watching and listening. On our next broadcast, we'll have Howard Rosenberg. He's a professor of art at the University of Nevada. Thanks again, and Happy New Year.